Thank you for calling customer service. This is Dominique. How can I assist you?
I had, on my checking account, it showed you guys took $68.98 out of my checking account. I want to know what for.
Okay, can I have that zip code?
Huh?
May I have your zip code to access the
63447. I didn't authorize any money to be taken out of my account by you guys.
Okay, give me 1 second. Can I have your first and last name?
Lonnie Grant.
Okay, give me 1 second. Can you spell your first and last name for me?
L-O-N-N-I-E. Last name is G-R-A-N-T.
Okay, and that first name is L-O-U-N-N-I-E, correct?
Correct.
Okay, yes, sir. Nothing is pulling up on our end with your first and last name, your zip code, or your phone number. Do you mind providing me with the first 6 digits that they caught of that card that was charged?
Do what?
Nothing has pulled up from your first and last name, phone number, or zip code. Do you mind providing me with the first 6 digits of that card?
I can't understand what you're saying.
Can you hear me now?
Try again.
I'm sorry?
I'm going to work. I'm driving down the road.
Okay. Can you provide me with that? Okay, you did say you were driving, correct?
Yeah.
Do you have that card handy with you so you can provide me with the first 6 digits? Of that card number?
Well, you gonna take more money off from it?
Well, I don't see where we have took any money from you, sir. I don't see your name or anything showing up with the
account. Sorry, showing you took $68 and something.
Well, sir, we didn't take anything from you because I don't see where it's coming up on our end. Someone must have gotten a hold to your information, but I don't see where we charged you for anything.
What's the name of your place?
We're a third-party call center that service multiple companies and multiple products. We service over 400 products.
Well, when I look on my account and I click on it where the money's been taken out, it gives you your phone number.
Yes, sir, and I'm unsure why. Okay, let me see if I can pull you up a different way, okay? Because I don't
All I know is there's $68 that's been taken out of my account that wasn't authorized, and it needs to be put back in here today.
Well, yes, sir. I can't do anything about that if I don't see anything coming up on our end from what we charged you.
Give me a second and I'll stop. I'll give you the card number.
Okay.
Card number, you ready?
Yes, sir. I'm ready for the first 6.
5108-9000.
Okay, and the last 4 of that card?
2150, the last 4. What about the 4 in between the other ones?
Oh, I wouldn't need those. Okay, so yes, I even enter in the first 6 of your card number and the last 4, and it still isn't.
Well, I'll give you the first 8 and the last 4.
Yes, sir, but I only needed the first 6 and the last 4. And
right.
Nothing else is still nothing showing up on our end. So what could have possibly happened was somebody got a hold to your information and placed an order, but I don't see it on our end where we charge you for anything, and it's not coming up by
now. Nobody's got a hold of my card.
Okay, well, sir, I don't see where we charge you for anything. Yes, sir. Could you have your bank give us a call? And you can give them that.
No, they don't open till 8 o'clock. I need the money in there this morning. I got to get gas so I can go to work.
Well, sir, I can't do anything as far as that because I don't see an account pulled up on our end. As far as what we haven't charged you for anything. You have to get a bank on the phone and have them give us a call. because we don't see where we charge you for anything. And also, if you reach out to your bank, then they'll be able to tell you exactly where that charge is coming from. They'll be able to ping the IP and everything.
Well, like I said, I called the other day, and you guys are having technical difficulties.
Yes, sir. And now our systems is up and running, and nothing is coming up under your name.
$68.89 what come out of my account.
But, sir, I don't see where we haven't charged you for anything.
It says Cooper Extendale. Phone number 866-204-3975, New York.
Yes, sir. That's not us. We're based in California, and we're not Super Extendale.
Is that your phone number?
We have multiple phone numbers. So I can't.
This is the phone number that come up.
Well, yes, sir. We're not in New York. We're in California, and we don't service Super Extendale.
Then why would it have your phone number? I'm sure they ain't got two the same phone numbers in the world.
I am unsure, sir, because we have multiple phone numbers for multiple products because we serve multiple companies.
Well, how do I got your phone number if you ain't the one that took the money out?
I am unsure, sir. We're customer support. We're a third-party call center that service multiple companies and multiple products. So I'm unsure why our number came up on there. But based on the information you gave me, nothing is coming up. You can contact your bank, and they can ping exactly where that's coming from and get the IP, and they'll be able to tell you exactly where that's coming from and get your money back to you. But nothing is coming up on our end.
Well, I'll call them today, I guess.
Okay, yes, sir. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great night.
Yep, you too.
Thank you.